But I'm not sure about orbit. Should it be 3D, IE, EM, or?
EMIE.
EMIE? Is it okay?
I think that's fine.
Okay. So, Marian asked me to present some stuff on integral equation modeling. I think the main reason was that I am a minority or. Yes, I am only, yes, everybody now involved in FD, FE, and so on, right?
No. Stanoff is still there.
Yes, and Stanoff, yes. So I'm in nice
Russian
company. I'm a nice company.
Okay.
No, now he's in Salt Lake City for many years, yeah. So I prepared six slides, and I'd like to take my chance here to explain a key feature of integral equation approach that is, I believe now that we have kind of parity with all these great guys doing integral equation. And in the next two slides, I'm going to present a key idea why we're still using integral equation. Okay. This is it's possible to see, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a general picture of what we have inside the Earth. We have, say, land background, then a number of targets, and then a number of currents that are inside the Earth. And the problem is calculate, for forward modeling, we should calculate EM field somewhere. Yeah, this is the main part. I'm not sure that it's possible to see.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the today everybody asking about primary formulation and the secondary formulation. So for integral equation it is very natural to use secondary formulation. So this is of course Maxwell equations like that, and plus here, not minus, but it's not so important, right? So this so-called generalized conductivity here, that is the conductivity and permittivity, and of course it is a sort of anisotropic like that, and magnetic permeability is sort of anisotropic, but it's the uniaxial anisotropic. So this is general setting for what we're doing, right? Then for unknown reason, unknown for you, we just consider similar Maxwell equations, they're written here, you see, and we put zero here. It means reference field. So reference magnetic and reference electric field. But here conductivity is, you see, one dimensional tensor like here, you see, one dimensional and the uniaxial, I think. So tau here, tau and z. Yeah. So we sort of we have full problem like that, but we prefer to consider some reference problem, very similar, very simple one. You see, with respect to one-dimensional stuff here, conductivity. And then of course we subtract one from another, and we got secondary field formulation, maybe. You see? And then we have this zeta zero here, one dimensional. But new current here is like that. You see? It has a known scattered field here. So this is our setting of our problem for integral equation. And of course, if you have problem like that in one-dimensional case, this is one-dimensional. Everybody knows that, okay, you can first come up with with differential equation with respect to electric field like that, with JQ here in the right hand. And then it is what is absolutely the same. You can write down integral formulation. So it is the same. So you have differential formulation or integral formulation. They're absolutely equivalent. But such simple way, we arrive to very, very famous scattered equation. So this is unknown scattered field, electric scattered field here, and it is here. Right? This is Green function. And integration. We have integration. You see this integration. Just over the volume where real conductivity is different from reference conductivity. We started with reference conductivity. It was up to us to decide about reference conductivity. If somehow we decided that reference conductivity should be two-dimensional, right? We got absolutely the same equation, but problem for us, problem was to calculate Green function for these maximum equations. So we have, yes, so integration here is over so-called scattering volume, so over anomaly. And we have no boundary problem, boundary condition. Formally we have no problem with boundary conditions because we have no boundary conditions when we solve integral equations. But in fact, they're included in this formulation through Green function. So
but only if your background, if your 1D assumption is good.
Yeah.
Then right.
Because we can generate or calculate or deliver for ourselves Green function only if we know distribution of conductivity everywhere. Right? So in that sense, we have boundary condition. Boundary condition exactly included in calculation of Green function. This is main point about boundary conditions. Yeah, so it was done, of course, by a Russian guy. Yeah, and then Peter Biden, 6 years later. And yeah, so this is a scattering equation, and you're supposed to solve this equation, right? So most stupid way to do that is just to write down Neumann series like that. Neumann series. So, for example, so this is scattered field here. This is solution that you're looking for, right? This is E0. It's free term known to you, this one. It is known to you, right? So probably if you have, maybe if you have first two terms here, it is Born approximation, I think. Something like Born. Maybe if you put or add this one, it is maybe Born Ritter approximation, something like that. But we prefer in middle of 90s, we solve this equation exactly like that. But we sum it up all terms. So this was solution. But main problem was or is with this type of straightforward solution that this here doesn't converge for if contrast of conductivity is maybe 100. So for anomaly, you have background, you have anomaly, if contrast between anomaly and background is strong, you got it. It never converges to any solution. And this was, yeah, and I think this was the main limitation of this this traditional approach. I hope, okay. So again, I just present here this conventional scattering equation. Then Boris Zinger in 1995 proposed something strange. Okay, let's to change unknowns. So in this equation, you see scattered field here, scattered field here, scattered field here. So we have integral equation. Okay, mathematically it is second kind, Fredholm integral equation, and so on. But practically, what to do with this equation? So he proposed, let's to change unknown. So this is previous unknown, classical unknown. What's the English? Chi? Is it chi?
Yeah.
Or chi?
Chi.
G. Jive?
Jive.
Okay. 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 Because in Russian, maybe in Greek it is he. Is it he? Because we have phi, psi, he, not phi, psi. Okay, so phi. This is guy. This guy is very strange. This guy, because it is, it has dimension not only field. It is not current and not electric field. It's something between. Because here, this lambda, you see lambda, is square root of conductivity. Here. So if you change, if you introduce another unknown like that, so and rewrite this conventional integral equation, you come up with another one, another equation. And this another equation with respect to this chi is here, you see, chi is here. So under integral, you have new kernel, this one. It connected with classical Green function in this way. And you have this R. R is kind of sort of reflection coefficient, I think. It's very similar. But what is the main point? Main point is that now, I think it is written here, this is always contracting kernel. So if you present solution in classical form of Neumann series like that, this series converging for all any frequency and for any contrast of conductivity. So we were absolutely delighted. We extended this to anisotropic media, to displacement current case, for all cases, possible cases. And for many years, we solved this new scattering equation in a simple way, just simple iteration like that. You see? So this is your integral operator. You put initial guess here, plus chi zero, next iteration, put it here, like that. But it was long. It took maybe 200, 300 iterations. But then, you know, most brilliant things are most simple, right? So we just, you see, this is the, okay. We rewrite this equation in the simplest form. We introduce matrix A, it is just identity minus M. So we got a system of linear equation like that, right? It is like FD guys or FE guys, you have absolutely the same system of linear equations. We have system of linear equations. So why we should to solve this in such a simple way, like simple iteration? So we apply, of course, Kirov subspace stuff to that. And now we're solving like that.
How did you solve it before, in the simple iteration?
Yeah, like that. This is simple iteration approach.
What do you mean, simple iteration?
Sorry?
What do you mean?
By definition, if you have, okay.
I see.
If you have something like that, this is your equation. Unknown is here, unknown is here. This is free term. This is integral iterator. So if you put initial guess here, you get first iteration, right?
You just kept going until it didn't change anymore or something? Is that
what?
You just kept iterating until it didn't change anymore?
It's simple way like that.
Okay, I got it.
But it is very nice, but very long. So if you have just system of linear equation, you know, all these brilliant mathematicians working how to solve this efficiently. So, okay, we use that. So we're solving this linear equation now. But problem is, okay, yeah. But what is very nice about integral equation and not so nice about FD and FA approach? With this, all these respect ratios, right? So now Greg stated that grid should be as uniform as possible, right? To have very nice property of this matrix A.
Or have a very good precondition.
Precondition, right. You see, we can, but we are already there, because our matrix A is absolutely fantastic, because condition number for this matrix is, you see, for contrast like 10,000, condition number of our matrix is about 100. It means that we are preconditioned, I don't know, up to this roof in our equation, right? But of course we should pay for that, so we are very, very good preconditioned. Yeah, but it is, this is not you know, sparse matrix. This is a full field, of course, and this matrix is not nice. This matrix has no good properties, but it is very good preconditioned. Okay. Yeah, and then when we solve this equation, scattering equation with respect to chi, this is just simple. So, given chi, you define this jq, and from this jq, you again solve this equation. Again, using Green functions, and you get scattered electric, scattered magnetic field, you sum up F there to reference field, and you got total field. So, this is the scheme. But this is easy to do, much easier than to solve scattering equations. Yeah. So you have this integral equation. You put it on a rectangular grid. Grid like that, we use grid like that. So we discretize Earth or anomaly or volume that contains anomaly for grid, for small cells, the prismatic. In our particular implementation, usually they equidistant in x and y direction, and optionally equidistant in vertical direction, like it is in this picture. Right, so you put this equation on grid, you have system of linear equations. Of course, matrix is, as I said, complex, dense, with all energies field, non-Hermitian, of course, but it is much compact than compared with FE and FDE. So, and main attraction of integral equation approach is that you should confine yourself to scattering volume only, right? But probably this is just for students, but you should be aware about drawback. That drawback is that you should spend maybe 10 or 15 years to construct this matrix in proper way. To work with Green functions, probably Greg knows, right? how tough it is.
I gave up.
Greg gave up.
Did he give up because it is tedious or because it is non-trivial?
Both.
Yeah, and just for maybe for fun, about other methods and for finite difference, you have system like that, right? But matrix usually is large, sparse, blah blah blah, non-Hermitian. You have sources and boundary conditions here, right? And FD approach, of course, commonly employed. And the main attraction for students, especially for students, it's simple to implement. At least at the surface, it is much much simpler than integral equation. For finite element approach, again, you have matrix. A system of linear equations. In this case, matrix is large, sparse, non-symmetric or symmetric, like our Korean colleague demonstrated. So, non-Hermitian, and the main attraction that, of course, it is possible, to use FE approach to account for geometries like topography, I don't know, cylindrical shape of wells, and so on. But I think, as Antti told, that it's still a work in progress, right? To implement any a posteriori evaluation, how to modify your model for the next step. Yeah, but I should say about finite element approach that whenever I try to convince guys that I'm good in what I'm doing, they're asking me, okay, you are good, but for what we need guys like you? We have so nice commercial packages. unsees, comes to all. What are you using? Comes to all, you see? So, and you should retire. So guys, we, all of us, we should retire.
Sure.
Just now, because everything is solved by this nice looking and pretty commercial packages. They're not so expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, so about, yeah, it's kind of a promotion of what we do. So we implemented this approach and developed several codes for induction logging and for airborne, for counter-source EM, MT, and for global induction studies. So we tried to cover everything in EM that is possible. So all these codes are in place. Yes, and they, yeah, and this is, you can see from DC up to 50 megahertz and up to this very large resistivity contrast up to 100,000 and cells up to 1 million cells to cover the scattering volume. Yeah.
Why are you using what kind of prism? Can you use aperture?
We have rectangular. Good point, but okay, what I showed you is just what is on the surface, right? Of course, there are a lot of numerical tricks inside. So, rectangular prism, they allow us to make digital convolution. To do digital convolution, that is very important when you multiply Green function by edges. So to do this digital convolution in a very efficient way, for us it is important that in the horizontal direction, grid should be equidistant. But yeah, I think it's.
You can't be solving a global problem, I think, because the Earth is square.
Yeah, but they it's a different story. What I told you about equidistant grid is for Cartesian geometry.
So, it sounds like you've done everything. There's nothing for us to do?
Okay, I'm ready to share. When I'm participating in all conference, and I'm listening, and that is it, his stuff, what they do. Okay, I should retire. Yeah, I think you did it. Yes, I believe.
But you do have like an assumption of a constant electric field.
Inside, yeah.
But is that necessary?
I think it's, of course it is not necessary, but it is the simplest way, and we run away with it or get away. It's okay. I hope it is okay, but probably Marion will show us that it is not okay. I don't know. Yeah. Right? At the moment, I think that it is, that everything is okay.
So should we all retire now?
Yes. Yes. Including me. Probably Marian knows because I sent.
Oh, okay. So that's okay.
I was interested in inverting the secret data. So, but I think it's reasonable, more or less reasonable. But I never saying that it is, you know, that I'm faster and more accurate than other guys. No. Maybe I'm not so nice. It's okay. Some people enjoy it. Alan, no questions.